Hello, Mother.
Hi, son.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
So, what is your earliest memory of life?
Oh, probably 6.
Like,
yeah.
memory, like.
Like, oh, you want what I remember?
Yeah.
You know what? Probably a little earlier than that. I'm gonna say like between 4 and 6 because I used to suck a bottle. You know, I had a bottle. You know, and I kept that bottle until I was 4, and I remember clearly laying on the bottom step of the staircase. And I would lay, my body would just fit just enough on the step, and I would lay there and suck my bottle and fall asleep at the very last step of the staircase. And that was where I would nap. And I remember that clearly. Like, that was, you know, because I just loved milk from a bottle like that. And so my mother took it away. Oh. So she said, that's enough.
Okay.
You're four.
Okay.
So,
who has been the biggest influence in your life?
Well, I'd have to say my faith. Because through my faith, I've continued to better myself and allow the Lord to show me things about myself, my idiosyncrasies and my shortcomings and my faults. So I think that it's Him, you know, gently correcting me in my life that has influenced me to become the woman that I am today. Which is not perfect by any means, you know, but always seeking to be better, trying to do better.
Okay. So describe your perfect day.
Oh. Okay, waking up to a sunny day. And you know that smell in the air, that like spring smell, like with the windows open and, you know, reading some scripture, getting a nice cup of coffee, sitting out on the deck, preferably going out to the beach, and then maybe later on, going to like a festival, hanging out with some friends, getting dressed up at night, and having a really good dinner with family. Yeah.
What about your kids?
That's my family.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Yeah. All right.
Sure. So, tell me a story about your name.
Okay, my name, Yolanda.
Or how you got the nickname Yo-Yo.
Okay. So, my god sister, she could not pronounce Yolanda when she was about 2, 3. And so, she just started saying Yo-Yo. So, everybody said, okay, well, that's a cute name. So then, I grew up as Yo-Yo, very rarely being called Yolanda, you know, just in school, in more formal settings, but my family would always call me Yo-Yo. And then as I got older, it went from Yo-Yo to Yo. And that's it. That's my name.
Okay. So, how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, I'd like to be remembered as one of the pioneers of just everything that I've endured. I mean, I'm not the first woman that's been divorced and raising, you know, children on my own. But, however, I want to be remembered that I did everything that I did for myself and my children, I did with a giving spirit and a forgiving heart, because not every time that you put yourself out there, whether it be for your kids or your friends, people receive it the right way. So you do sometimes have to forgive people for the way that they respond to your behavior, you know, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So I want to be remembered as a loving and persistent individual who never took no for an answer and always put her best foot forward for her children and her life, period. You know, I hope that my children remember my strength and my perseverance and remember my good times and my bad times. I want them to learn from my mistakes and know how to behave in situations that aren't always what you would expect or what you think you quote-unquote deserve, but to always be prayerful in everything you do, be thankful in everything you do, and I hope that they remember that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so growing up as a kid, how was it like being a teenager?
Life as a teenager was it was pretty good. It was, you know, it was overall pretty good. I did okay in school. I could have done better. I think I took school a little bit for granted, you know, because I didn't really have to. I had to study, but I didn't. If I would have studied, I would have done very well. Instead, I just, you know, did okay. You know, high school wasn't really difficult. There were some bullies, but nothing that really, you know, affected my self-esteem or anything like that. I had some pretty good times. I had good friends as a teenager.
So, now that you're an adult, any lessons you've learned from being a teenager that you would like to...
Any lessons I've learned? The lessons I've learned are listen, not only listen, but act on the advice that people give you who have already been there. So, for example, if you're going down the wrong road, or maybe if you're going down a road and you're not really doing things the right way, and, you know, people may say, well, take it from me, don't do that, do this, and, you know, I wouldn't shrug things off. You know, I would take to heart a little bit more the advice that I got as a teenager. Like I said, I would have studied more. Push myself, expose myself to more. But the biggest lesson is listen, listen, and not think that you have the answer before the person finishes what they're telling you or what they're advising you to do. And, you know, that would be my main thing, listen.
Okay, so would you say that you lived a good life? Not saying, you know, you're gonna...
My word! Wow! I'm only,
I'm just saying, like, now you know, like, now you look back, would you say that you've been disappointed, or you've been...
No. No, I'd say thus far, I've done pretty much, probably, you know, 75-80% of what I wanted. I have the career I went for, you know, that I studied for, you know. I wanted a family, I had a family. You know, I wanted a house for my children, I have that. I say pretty much my life has not been, I mean, I've got some disappointments here and there. But nothing to say that, oh, I wish I could do my whole life over. No. No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Always been a pleasure to interview your parent.
Yeah.